Well, welcome along to Monday's Manchester United update, and we start off with news on the transfer front. As reported, Italy say that United have been in contact with representatives for Adrien Rabiot over a possible move from Juventus to Old Trafford. The Frenchman, who only joined Juve in the summer, has started just 11 matches in Serie A this season, leading to speculation over his future. Rabiot was frequently linked with a move to the Premier League during his time at Paris Saint-Germain, but it was Juventus in the end who opted to sign him on a free transfer. But as I say, Calcio Mercato are now claiming that continuous contacts have been held in recent weeks with both Manchester United and Everton over potential moves. We'll keep you updated, of course, with any developments on that situation. Well, meanwhile, it's been reported that United's young star Deji Sotona has been left questioning the club's direction and that he could be looking to move on at the end of the campaign. The 17-year-old has caught the attention of scouts from the likes of Italy, Spain and Germany in recent times. The teenager is reportedly unconvinced that United is the best place for him and his development. Well, Sotona scored the winner in United's FA Youth Cup victory over Wigan in February, and as normally with big FA Youth Cup ties, there are plenty of scouts watching on with an eye to a potential move. Well, finally for the bulletin, former United star Gary Neville says that he doesn't believe Odion Ighalo is worth the £20 million in the current market, as Man United weigh up whether to make a permanent move for the Nigerian striker. It was a big surprise for many, of course, and Ighalo made the shock deadline day switch from Shanghai Shenhua in January, despite impressing particularly in his substitute roles. The 30-year-old now could well be offered a permanent deal, but Neville said, is Ighalo worth £20 million? Probably not in this market. He may have been if he continued scoring goals, but you probably don't need now to spend £20 million. That's all for now. We'll have more later.